So what was the attraction of Wizzo as a friend?
I don't know. He was about the same age. He was local. He was up for anything. It was more of a... I've always been like the leader, even though I've said to people over the years that I got in with a bad lot. As I said, I was the bad lot. I told him he'd go anywhere. There was a time I told him, we'd done the one where he was with Pauline and went away for the chips, and we... Well, when he was, I remember when he was 15, he fathered a child with a, the girl was 15 as well. And she's quite a domineering woman. She had the child in some sort of hostel place, and then they came out and they lived, they originally lived together in a shed by the side of the railway because they'd been thrown out by both sets of parents. And eventually she got some sort of church flat. And Wizzo felt a bit trapped at this sort of 15, 16 age then. I stole another mini once. So easy to do. And went down to see him and said, she'll go down to Cornwall because I was free and single. So he said, Pauline, I'm just going out. She said, can you get me some fish and chips? And he said, all right, love. So we gone out, we got in the car, we've driven all the way to Cornwall in this car. We ended up getting arrested down there. This was pre the Peter Walker's Rolls Royce. Going in prison for about 3 months, coming out together. Stayed in another car, driving all the way back to South East London. And as we're coming back into South East London, 3 months later, he hasn't said a word to this girl, and he's got about an 8-month-old baby. He said, I better buy those fish and chips. I said, you better have this. So he's bought the fish and chips. He's gone back up to his squalid flat in Forest Hill. He's gone, hello, love. And nothing's happened. She says, oh, hello. He's coming. He says, I've got your fish and chips. She's opened up. She's gone, they're cold.